First, Karen, what kind of jobs would you like to see created in your district?
Well, that's a good question. You know what? I think that it is a dangerous thing to ask 177 legislators in Springfield to be creating individual agendas for job creation. I think I'm running for the legislature, and I think it's important that the Illinois State Legislature focus in on the big ticket issues that are standing in the way of businesses who want to stay in Illinois, want to relocate to Illinois, who want to create jobs. So I think government getting its fiscal house in order and pulling back the amount of governmental bureaucracy that impacts local businesses' ability to create jobs is the number one thing that we need to be doing in the legislature. In terms of specific jobs in the 33rd Senate District, it is a high-growth area, and we need to get the economy moving forward again. We need new housing starts. We need to build infrastructure. Those are the kinds of jobs that I think those are the folks who are large percentage are sitting on the unemployment line, and those are the folks that we've got to get back to work first and foremost.
You kind of touched on this in that answer. But a follow-up on this jobs-related topic, what role should the state government play? What specific role should the state government play in creating those jobs?
I think what the state needs to do is, number one, roll back the income tax that is punitive to business. The state needs to engage in thoughtful, complete tort reform and workers' comp reform and really take a serious look at the different regulatory requirements that we have in Illinois that really hold Illinois businesses back from making an investment or a reinvestment in their business. We have created in Illinois a climate of uncertainty for the business community, and that is specifically what the Illinois State Legislature needs to address.
Moving on to education, what direction should the state follow to support K through 12 education?
Well, I think first and foremost, I think that the state needs to meet its financial obligations. It needs to go back and deal with the issues that are impugning the ability for the state to meet its obligations. It's got to engage in pension reform. The pension debt and future obligation for this state exceeds $80 billion. That includes teachers' pensions. So we at the state have to first and foremost deal with getting that debt under control, getting pension reform dealt with so that we can begin to focus the available revenue dollars that come into the state of Illinois, focus it in on the things that are really important, things like education. That also includes Medicaid reform. The two big ticket items of where dollars are going into the state of Illinois are pensions and Medicaid, two areas where we need to really rein back those costs and so that we can reinvest many of those same dollars in education. At the same time, we need to engage in education reform where we set higher criteria for performance of teachers and for academic performance as well.
What should the state do about the educational, administrative, and support structure in Illinois, i.e. Regional superintendents and that type of staff?
I think the issue on the there are a number of functions that are performed in the regional school superintendent's office under their jurisdiction that are important. They do a lot of the life safety test evaluation for the local schools. They do the training for school bus drivers. They do a lot of the certification work for teachers. However, that does not mean that we have to have individual elected positions. This is a prime example of where some consolidation of function would ultimately benefit from a cost standpoint as well as an efficiency standpoint the effective role that superintendents currently have.
What do you see as the state's role in funding public education at the college level and beyond?
I think it's the same as what it is at the lower level. It is made a commitment to public education. It needs to live up to that commitment. I think we have to be very careful to ensure, again, that we deal with some of the pension reform issues to bring our cost in line. I think we have to look at carefully how we deal with, in terms of equity, the out-of-state tuition issues, and look at some of the tenure issues at the university level as well.
How should the state help people pursuing college degrees?
I'm not sure what you're asking with that.
Well, how should the state go about making sure that through MAP grants or student aid or other ways they could provide assistance to people pursuing higher education and wanting to obtain a bachelor's degree?
I think there's a limit to how much of that government can afford to do. The state of Illinois is basically broke. It has the highest debt of any state in the entire country. We have got to get, in order to prosper and have a strong economy where there is strong job availability for the future, and begin to drive down the debt. Each and every individual, whether it's myself or my children or my grandchildren, right now, every Illinois resident has about $47,000 worth of debt sitting on their shoulders. I think that the most important thing for the state of Illinois to do is to reduce its debt and the reliance on future generations to pay that debt, and bring that in line. And I think that's probably at this particular time the most important thing that the state of Illinois can do for students.
Moving on to health insurance, what is your position on creating health insurance exchanges in preparation for health care reform?
I think it can be a viable alternative for folks who currently are unable to get health insurance.
And so would you be supportive of the state to continue pursuing what it's doing right now, that mandate to create a health insurance exchange? There's been a difference of opinion on that right now within the legislature. Do you think that the legislature should continue pursuing establishing a health insurance exchange?
I think that a health insurance exchange makes sense where you're looking at the particular population that's served by Medicaid. I think that is an area where a health insurance exchange, given certain parameters, can be very effective.
When it comes to pension reform, and this is something you've brought up a few times already, should Illinois pursue a court test of changing current pensions, and why or why not?
Are you talking about the constitutionality question?
Yes.
It may very well come to a point where this becomes a constitutional question on the ballot, and if that's what needs to be, then that's what needs to happen. Again, the current pension system and backlog of debt is causing an obligation for each man, woman, and child in the state of Illinois in excess of $40,000 per person. We cannot sustain that. We cannot sustain a pension system that is richer for government employees than that of the individuals who are paying the taxes in the first place. So if it takes that, I think we're going to have to look at that.
Should there, now, recently the state of Illinois, the legislature did adopt somewhat of a two-tier system for future hires, and that recently took effect. Should the state go beyond that, in terms of its system and how it's tiered and having existing employees at one level and new employees at another? Should there be more changes in that regard, and what kind of changes specifically would you like to see?
There absolutely has to be additional change made, because the current two-tier system is not enough to reduce the debt that exists today and the continued escalation of debt as we move forward. So existing employees, the legislature is going to have to do something about the current pension system for existing employees as they move forward. Your other question was, and what should those reforms look like?
Yeah.
One of the things that's been talked about, there's been some legislation introduced that looks at a three-option deal where you can move to a 401k You can keep your current benefit, but you pay more into it, or you can reduce the level of benefit that you're currently receiving for the same amount of contribution. That gives the current employees different options to look at, but also begins to reduce the obligation on the part of taxpayers.
Our next topic is domestic energy. What involvement should Illinois have in addressing domestic energy policy?
That's an area that I haven't spent much time on. I'll have to look into that.
Okay. When it comes to labor management relations, obviously the state of Indiana has created a lot of news headlines about what it's done with its right-to-work law. What is your position on right-to-work laws?
Well, I think all men and women have the right to work. I think that the whole question of right to work is it gets boiled down to a simple yes or no answer. Either you're for or against. I think it's important that an individual be able to seek employment in a company, in a business, and not be forced to join the union. I think if there is a union within an organization or within a business, those people have a right to organize if that's what they choose to do, but that no other individual should be forced to join a union against their will.
What should the relationship be between governments and their employee unions?
Well, I think, you know, I have been on the management side of negotiating with unions during my tenure as county board chairman. We have 9 different bargaining units. And I think that one of the changes, again, some of the ground rules for engaging with labor in the state of Illinois make it very difficult to continue to be fiscally responsible, especially when the economy is down. There needs to be some change to how arbitration works. Arbitrators are quite frequently appointed by the governor and are pro-union individuals. They need to be appointed by independent boards that seek individuals who can offer fair and balanced objectives. Management has not received a favorable ruling in arbitration in the state of Illinois in nearly 5 years. So that's some of the change that needs to happen. Some of the issues that can be bargained should be limited primarily to salary. Healthcare, defined benefits such as healthcare, especially with the escalating cost of healthcare, really need to be taken out of the bargaining unit equation.
Moving on to social issues, how far should the government go in dealing with abortion rights?
Well, I can answer that. I don't think that that's appropriate for government to be involved with. I am pro-life.
And what direction should the state follow regarding rights for same-sex couples?
I am also social conservative, so I am a pro-family individual. I do not believe that that the state has any role to play other than sanctioning a relationship between a man and a woman.
Moving on to the economy, getting back to the economy, I guess I should say, you brought up some of these points already, but what do you see as the best approach to reducing the state debt and improving the state's overall economy?
I think, again, the best way for the state to improve its debt situation is to eliminate and roll back the income tax and begin to reevaluate and make changes to its punitive regulatory policies that really hold back business and hold back the business's desire to expand or relocate or even stay in the state of Illinois. By doing that, we strengthen our economy, we encourage job creation, and that's what grows the revenue stream. At the same time that we need to do that, the state needs to look at reducing the size of government and begin to cut back its budgets. So it needs to do 2 things at one time.
What sets you apart as the best choice for the nomination?
Well, my opponent and I share a lot of the same views on the changes that need to be made in state government. So I think we're very similar on the issues. The difference is that I have the experience of being an administrator, an elected CEO of the 5th largest county, where I've had to face many of the same challenges that the state of Illinois has had to face. We have had to cut budgets. We've had to cut headcount. We have had to live within our means. Through that process, we have maintained low debt. We have sufficiently funded our pensions and maintained cash reserves. And during all of that, in 2009, we were one of the few governmental entities in Illinois. There are over 7,000 units of government in Illinois, and we were one of less than 50 who actually had its bond rating increased during that time. So the very things, the very sort of really tough decisions that need to be made in Springfield are things that, I have done with my county board in Kane County. It's that sort of leadership and understanding of the issues and how to approach them that sets me apart from my opponent.
Outside of what we've already discussed, what other issues do you see as important to your district and the state?
I think one of the things that's important to the district that I represent is investment in infrastructure. Again, the Kane County, McHenry County area is in part of what is considered to be some of the fastest growing communities in the entire country. And our ability to thrive as part of a region to, again, to encourage businesses to locate or stay in our region also relies, besides good business policy at the state level, really requires strong investment in infrastructure. That's from a business standpoint, but also from a taxpayer standpoint and a citizen standpoint, our ability to get to employment, to get our children to school, to live the kind of quality of life that we expect is important. And in order to do that, we've got to create a strong infrastructure.